You have tuned into
Radio Camp.
Snow grows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in.
Yeah,
let them
I want
see.
It.
Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel. Don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Turn away.
Echo, who is here today on Radio Camp?
Me, Echo Rao, and my friend from school, Caitlin Peterson.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
How many times have you been on Radio Camp now?
Two.
Only two? I thought it was more than that. And so what is today's Radio Camp going to be all about?
We're going to do some mixing of songs, and we're going to talk about a puppet show we did today, and we went to another puppet show yesterday night.
So you went, where did you go to a puppet show at?
Hudson Elementary School.
Hudson Elementary School, and what was the puppet show called?
Wait, no, it wasn't elementary school.
I think it was. What was the play? What was the play?
Snow White?
Yeah, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Had you ever seen the movie before?
Yes.
What was the puppet show like?
Well, it was cool. And
it was scary.
Yeah, the dolls were creepy. The puppets.
There were creepy, scary puppets?
Yeah.
The Snow White. What happens to Snow White? There's a bad witch?
Yeah.
And the Seven Dwarfs try to save Snow White from the bad witch?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened in this, and what did the puppets do?
Well,
Well, she ate an apple that was poisonous.
Who did?
Snow White.
Cinder Snow White?
It was like...
I can't compute.
Well, it was a little different because instead of the prince kissing the Snow White to get her back, the prince jumped over her.
The prince jumped over her?
Yeah.
And that turned her into a frog?
No. That made her awoken from the, that made her get better from the poison that the queen gave her.
So if you jump over somebody, it takes all the poison out?
I don't know. There was a comb, and the queen put poison on the comb, and she combed her hair, and she fell to the ground.
The queen got poisoned at the end?
No,
I'm confused.
She meant that Snow White put the comb in her hair, too. Well, the queen
I thought she got the poison from the apple.
No, the queen tried two different things before she did the apple. And those two different things were saved by the trolls. But then the last thing was saved by the prince.
So what were, there was three, she tried to poison her three times with an apple, with a comb, and what was the other way?
And with a belt.
Yeah, a belt.
And so none of those worked.
No.
Nope.
Because of the trolls.
And the prince.
Fascinating. And what kind of puppets were they? Were they, did people have strings or were they in them?
No, the person was moving them. A person like really revealed themselves and moved them.
Yeah.
And
were life-size dolls.
There was just one person, or was it a whole bunch?
So they were really big.
Really big.
Yeah.
They're like, there was just size one person. Of us.
There was just one person that was moving the dolls.
And then you guys made your own puppet show?
Yeah.
And so did you make giant life-size puppets as big as you?
No, we did paper bags.
Yeah.
We were gonna use your socks.
We didn't do Snow White. We did Little Red Riding Hood.
Yep.
Oh, you did. So what's the story of Little Red Riding Hood?
Well, it's where her mother wasn't feeling good. Her grandma wasn't feeling good, so her mother offers her to take some treats to her. And in the woods while she's on her way,
she saw a wolf.
And then that wolf tricks her into coming into the house and eating her grandmother. And then at the end, Little Red Riding Hood saves the day.
Yep.
So I thought we would play the... we have a recording of your puppet show. And I thought we would add some sound effects to make it good for the radio. Does that sound like a fun idea?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So let's get some instruments there.
Can I have the whistle?
One whistle. Okay, so this is the play Little Red Riding Hood.
This is the Little Red Riding Hood puppet show!
Oh, it might take us a few minutes to get ready.
You might hear a few whispers. Have a great day.
My grandma's house. Oh, you must be hungry. That's a long way
you like to come and have some snacks with my grandma?
Sure.
Can I plug my thing back in? There's... Oh.
In the mountain night, not a footprint to be seen. Kingdom of
Isolation. What are we listening to, Echo and Caitlin?
And it looks like I'm the queen.
Radio Camp.
The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in. Because you know I'm all about that bass. About that. Oh.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
All right, should we tell people what songs they're listening to, Echo? What song? You guys are both playing different songs,
aren't
you?
We're playing all sorts of Kid Bop songs.
Let It Go and All About That Bass.
I'm playing Fancy.
Do you know who those songs are by?
Fancy is by Iggy
Azalea?
Yeah, Iggy Azalea. And then All About That Bass is by Meghan Trainor. And,
Who sings Let It Go? Do you know?
And Let It Go is by...
One sec.
Wait a minute.
All right, so this radio lesson is that when you play songs, you want to tell people what they are.
Idina Menzel.
Okay.
Idina Menzel.
But I was in the middle of a sentence, so another thing, you don't want to interrupt people when they're on the radio or in person. So you want to tell people who are listening to the radio what song they're hearing, so if they like that song, like they could go out and buy it, or they would play it on Spotify or go to YouTube or something. So it's a good thing to tell people what song it was, because they might be interested in what song it was, or say, oh, I never want to hear that song again. You ever hear a song on the radio that you want to hear again?
Yeah.
So sometimes you want to know what it is, right? All right. So, and the puppet show, why did you guys make those sounds when the puppet show was playing?
To make it interesting.
To make it more interesting. That's a good idea, yeah. So you were trying to reinforce like what was going on in the story with the sounds?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We were going to do Cinderella, but...
Why did you decide on Red Riding Hood, Little Red Riding Hood instead?
Because we both agreed on it.
What would you have done different if it was Cinderella?
We might have done socks. Your socks.
Oh, yeah. My socks. Do my socks look like Cinderella?
No, we're going to decorate them.
My face is like the old socks. Like socks you don't use anymore.
No, yeah. They look like the monster trolls. Do my socks look like monster trolls? I don't know. Do we have another song? We've got time for another song.
Yes.
Let's see. What song would you like to hear today? You guys search for another song. We're listening to Radio Camp. Echo, tell people when Radio Camp is on.
3:30 to 4 on Saturdays.
And how can they get involved if somebody wants to be on Radio Camp? Like last week, we had Faye came in because it was her birthday and did a radio show. If people want to do a show on their birthday or any other day, if they want to learn about some radio, we had next week the Greenville Cub Scouts are coming in to learn about radio. How can they get involved?
They could call, they could Skype Waveform or phone 518-622-2598.
Or they can send an email to info@wgxc.org. So info@wgxc.org if you want to be a part of Radio Camp. And you guys are, in the meantime, I'm trying to talk so you can look for a song to play, and the listener won't even know that anything is out of the ordinary. But the girls, you guys, songs?
Yep.
What do you got?
Well, I didn't get any new songs.
I don't know any.
You guys don't know any songs? What song did you hear on the bus on Friday?
We might have heard Play It Right, but didn't pay attention. I mean, not Play It Right, Play It Again.
What's Play It Again? I don't know that
song. From Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan, is that a country guy?
Yeah.
So why don't you try that?
I'm doing it.
Okay.
We've heard all pop today. We should hear a country song now. Whoops. That's right. You cover up your whispers.
It's fine.
That's not it. What's wrong?
I got it.
Press
it.
Echo, Echo. Be nice. Let her do it. Echo. Echo, let her do it. Don't reach across.
But the Let It Go is playing too now.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup, talking over the speakers in the back of that truck. She jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out, and she gave me a kiss. In the drive in my truck, before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool, AM, FM, XM tune. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night long. I can't believe that it came back on, but here it is. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a goodnight kiss, and I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. She said,
just about wraps it up for Radio Camp today. Who did we just hear? What were you playing there?
Play It Again by Luke Bryan.
All right. And you heard Radio Echo tell us who was on Radio Camp today?
Echo and my friend Caitlin Peterson.
From Cairo Elementary?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. We'll tune in next week for the Greenville Cub Scouts on Radio Camp. Say goodbye.
Bye.